A lawsuit challenging Maui County's disposal of wastewater that seeped from underground wells into the ocean has generated national attention. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the case last week, but the justices may not reach a decision until June. The court released recordings of the justices questioning attorneys from both sides, and they seem to be seeking a legal path to keep polluters from skirting the law without ensnaring ordinary homeowners. Arguments centered on whether the indirect pollution of surface water is regulated by the Federal Clean Water Act, which explicitly covers the direct discharge into those waters. The hour-long hearing featured such highlights as a debate over the meaning of the word from and a metaphor about transferring whiskey from a bottle to the punch bowl. Lawyers for Maui County went first, arguing that indirect pollution from its Lahaina treatment plant is not covered by the Clean Water Act. Justice Stephen Breyer expressed skepticism.
What happens if you just take the pipe and you decide what we'll do is we're going to end the pipe 35 feet from the river or from the ocean? You know perfectly well it'll drip down into the ground and it'll be carried out into the navigable water.
Breyer called that a roadmap for subverting the law. Justice Sonia Sotomayor seemed to suggest that Maui County's interpretation of the Clean Water Act didn't pass the common sense test.
Do you read the plain language and does it say from a point source, it's the well, to the ocean? It can be traced. Yes. I think the words are pretty clear.
When questioning the attorneys challenging Maui County, the justices sought a limiting principle, one that would exempt regular people from having to get a costly permit under the Clean Water Act. Justice Samuel Alito used the example of a family home purchased with a septic tank.
And then it turns out some things are leaching out of the septic tank 10 years later and making its way into waters of the United States. That they would be violating the Clean Water Act for lack of a permit and would be subject to all the penalties that go with that for every day of the violation.
Fines in a case like that could cost as much as $25,000 per day. Attorneys representing the environmental groups suing Maui County suggested only wastewater that could be traced back to a source need be subject to the law. But several justices expressed concern that that was still too broad. Justice Breyer again.
I am worried about 500 million people or something suddenly discovering that they have to go apply for a permit for the EPA.
The septic issue is particularly significant to Hawaii. There are 90,000 cesspools statewide, the vast majority on the neighbor islands. Justices concluded oral arguments without appearing to be any closer to finding the solution they sought, one which could reshape one of the nation's most important environmental protection laws. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.